The scripture reading today is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. Bear with me, this is one of the hardest scriptures ever to read. When Pentecost Day arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound from heaven like the howling of a fierce wind filled the entire house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be individual flames of fire alighting on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were pious Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. When they heard this sound, a crowd gathered. They were mystified because everyone heard them speaking in their native languages. They were surprised and amazed, saying, "Look, aren't all the people who are speaking Galileans, every one of them? How then can each of us hear them speaking in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and as well as residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and regions of Libya bordering Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Jerusalem, to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the mighty works of God in our own languages." They were all surprised and bewildered. Some asked each other, "What does this mean?" Others jeered at them, saying, "They are full of new wine." Peter stood with the other 11 apostles. He raised his voice and declared, "Judeans and everyone living in Jerusalem, know this. Listen carefully to my words. These people aren't drunk, as you suspect. After all, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Rather, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young will see visions. Your elders will dream dreams. Even upon my servants, men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will cause wonders to occur in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and a cloud of smoke. The sun will be changed into darkness and the moon will be changed into blood before the great and spectacular day of the Lord comes. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Luke is the author of both the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles. In Acts, he does a little recap of his gospel with a few extra details, speaking of the ascension time that you heard about last week. Before ascending, Jesus tells his apostles, "John baptized with water, but in only a few days, you will be baptized by the Spirit. With the Holy Spirit, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth." As they looked on, Jesus was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And then they waited. They waited together with other followers for that promised power. And it came on the Jewish festival day of Pentecost, also known as Shavuot. It's one of three annual festival days celebrated by the Jewish people. It celebrates the wheat harvest and commemorates the giving of the Torah and the creation of the nation of God's people. Pentecost falls roughly 7 weeks after Passover, the remembrance of God's deliverance, the people out of Egypt. It's a lot of Jewish history going on here. On this Pentecost, this first Pentecost after Easter, with the memory of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection fresh, the faithful are remembering in a new way the mighty saving power of God. They are beginning to grasp how God has been fulfilling the promises to their father Abraham, the promise that his descendants would be a blessing to all of creation. Luke makes sure that we know that while God is doing a new thing, it is also a continuation and an expansion of the promise he made to Abraham and his descendants. The whole earth was about to be blessed. Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. On that first Pentecost day following Easter, the disciples waited eagerly with all of this in mind. They were together with pious Jews from all nations, it says, when suddenly a wind blew through the room and the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke in foreign tongues that they did not know. Now, I've done very little traveling to foreign lands where English was not spoken. I know some of you have very recently. It must be such a comfort, though, to hear voices speaking in the language of your mother and father. How much more so when those voices are speaking of your faith. It must have made these immigrants and travelers to Jerusalem feel at home. What an hospitable God we have. But that's not all. It's not just that they hear others speak where they see God alive in the world, which is what prophecy is looking out and telling people where God is moving in creation. They have not just been invited as spectators to the work of the Spirit. Peter interprets the signs, drawing on the beautiful language from the prophet Joel. I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young will see visions. Your elders will dream dreams. Even upon my servants, men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. The young and the old, the men and the women will tell of where God is moving in the world. The Spirit's wind will blow over all who call on the name of the Lord, and she will alight on all of them, and they will all be filled with the Spirit. They will all, sons and daughters, young and old, local and foreign, Jew and Gentile, be witnesses to God's generous presence. Now that's hospitality. That's generosity. It's not just that these 12 disciples are given the power from on high to fulfill God's promise to Abraham. It's not just the 12 tribes who are called to be a blessing to the whole world. They are all invited to hear and to tell their own story of God's salvation, to see and tell their own visions of God's future, to dream and tell of their dreams of a world made new by God. Oh, I look at the church and I read this and I think, boy, we have a growing edge, don't we? Pastors have a lot of words that we speak, but we don't have that many opportunities to allow all of you prophets to speak where you know God to be working. And yet, this passage tells us that these children up here and all of you out there, no matter how young, how old, have a story to tell about where God is. And in a world where only some are invited to hear good news. God offers it to us all in languages we can understand. In a world where only some are seen as powerful, God offers power to everyone just for the asking. In a world where only some are seen as capable and worthy of participation, God invites each and every person to be a blessing to the world. This is the weirdness of Pentecost. If we are Pentecost people, and we are, if we tell of the wonderful signs of God's activity, if we speak to each other and hear each other, the crowds will gather and be mystified and surprised and amazed. This is weirdness in this world. They may think us full of new wine, but they might just ask, what does it mean? They might just want to join in and ask the questions with us about where the Spirit is, because we all have answers and we all want to hear their answers too. In Christ, God has fulfilled the promise given in the Torah and has expanded the nation of God's people. The harvest indeed has arrived, and we can celebrate. It is not a harvest of wheat, it is a harvest of people. These are the last days. Even if they last another millennia, the world is still urgently in need of the blessing promised to Abraham. We are witnesses of that blessing that we have received in Christ. The message is too important for us to stay silent. The message is too important for us not to listen to each other's prophecy. Friends, this is Pentecost, and we have been given the power from on high. This, that we have called upon the Lord and we have been heard. The Spirit blows through each one of us and dances on each of our heads. God's Spirit is still blowing through the world, and we are witnesses of these things. God has given us visions and dreams to share with the community. We are prophets telling each other in the world where we see the Lord alive in our time and place, in the events of the day, in the life of the church. We are not just passive observers of God's glory. We are active participants in the world's salvation, to be counted among God's children, to be Christ's apostles, to be the Spirit's home is a blessing and a privilege. So let us be joyful witnesses here and to the ends of the earth. Amen.